sweet lord, it's day 98 of hashtag 365. And I am super nervous because it's time for this.
It's time for the weigh-in.
I don't think I've been more nervous about a weigh-in since the start of this 365-day journey. Yes, like I say, we are on day 98. And I feel like this is a turning point. I've lost weight before. Never in such a sustained way, which is why this time round it's going to work and it's going to stay off, because I'm making a meaningful change to my life. It's not a diet. This is a lifestyle change over the course of a year, as we know, and as I've been drilling into you and to myself since the very start. I've lost weight before, though. And I'm aware of the fact that when you're losing weight, there's this thing you've got to be mindful of, where you plateau. It's called the plateau. It's quite well known in, you know, weight loss circles, if that's a thing. Where no matter how hard you try, no matter how much you stick to your calories, for some reason, the weight just stops coming off. And it's really difficult when it happens, because you have to carry on believing that it's gonna. You have to realise that you're not doing anything wrong. It's just your body going through an adjustment period, and then the weight gradually starts to come off again. I remember once I was at a plateau for about 4 or 5 weeks, and it was really, really demoralising. Standing on the scales week after week, thinking, I've been doing so well, I've been sticking to it, why is it not coming off, why has it stopped? But eventually, bang, suddenly it starts dropping off again. And I wouldn't say that I was at a complete plateau over the past few weeks, because I'm mindful of the fact that I've not been as wonderfully strict with myself as I should have been. There's been times where I know that I was going to have a bad weigh-in because I hadn't been good in the week. But it has felt for the past couple of weeks, certainly, that I've been broadly very, very strict with myself, been sticking to things, and the weight just has not been coming off. Last week when I stood on the scales, I was 17 stone 5, and I was actually kind of mortified, because for the most part, 95% of the week, I felt like I'd been all right. Slipped a little bit. There was a few days, maybe not night, but no, maybe I'm remembering it with rose-tinted glasses. In fact, thinking back, it was a few days, wasn't it, that I'd sort of slipped. But not slipped massively. I hadn't thrown caution to the wind and started gorging myself on all sorts of things. It had just been a few days of not being bang on it. So actually, yeah, maybe I am remembering things with rose-tinted glasses. It's no hiding from you, is there? Can't lie to myself. You'll call me out on it. Wow, isn't it amazing how powerful the mind is? The lies we tell ourselves are something I've talked about before, but it's also the little tricks that your mind plays. Oh, you deserve to lose weight, Alex. You did all right. You were really strict with yourself. Actually, were you, though? Were you? Stop and analyse it and actually think about it. Were you that strict with yourself? I bet if you listen back to the last week of episodes, weren't as strict with yourself as you think you were, huh? Anyway, it certainly felt like I was a bit of a plateau. And last week when I stood on those scales and I saw that number, 17 stone 5, I was like, really? Have I not broken past this number yet? It's really irritating. I was disappointed, and it took a lot of effort to pick myself back up and dust myself down and find the motivation to keep going, you know? That's what's good about this journey, and hopefully you're experiencing this as well, because we're on this together over a course of an entire year. There is no just sort of giving up and going, oh, sod it, it's not working, just giving up. That's not how it works. We're sticking to this together for a year. Anyway, I'm babbling because I'm nervous. I don't want to step on these scales. That's the reality. I'm looking down at them and thinking, I don't want to step on these scales. Let's just do it. I went for a run earlier. Let's get the mic up here. I went for a run earlier, so this should be all right. This should be all right. I've been good this week. I know I have. Let's move that chair out of the way. Right, let's step on these scales and see what happens. 17 stone 5 last week. This week I am... Okay. Okay, that's interesting. Let's take a second reading of that. Ace. Ace, 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 ace. That is good news. That is good news. Oh, man, that is the little boost that I needed. 17 stone 3. So 2 pounds off. Oh, finally. Finally, I've broken through that bloody 17 stone 5 wall. Thought I was never going to get through it. Oh, man. Also, 17 stone 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. No. 4, 5. Let me just do this again. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I've lost £20 since the start of hashtag 365. £20. That is pretty good going. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm pretty stoked on that. £20. My first weigh-in, I was 17 stone 6, but very, very, right at the start, I was 17 stone 9. So, 18 stone 6, 18 stone 9. So I've lost £20 since the start. Man, that is really good. I'm stoked. Absolutely stoked. 17 stone 3 is my weight as I stand on the scales today. My goal this week was 17 stone 2, but do you know what? Being kind to myself, I'll take that. I think that's great. And do you know what's really, really great? What's actually really exciting? I reckon when I stand on the scales next week, I'm going to be 17 stone. And then I'm just a week away then from seeing a 16 at the front of my weight. I can't tell you how excited that is. Mad. This is genuinely life-changing. Genuinely. And I know I keep saying it. I keep saying the same thing again and again. And I probably will continue to say the same thing again and again. But I think it's so important to lodge it in my brain and lodge it in your brain as well. It's the commitment to doing it for a year that is the difference between this working and this not working. I cannot tell you how many times, I know in my heart of hearts, I cannot tell you how many times I would have already jacked this in if it wasn't for doing this journey, if it wasn't for the commitment that I've made, 365 days of commitment. There's been so many times where I've just thought, oh, do you know what, sod it, I'm just going to have a takeaway. Oh, screw it, I'm just going to get a bottle of wine, whatever, I don't care. Oh, whatever, just going to... Just sack it off. Life's too short. I want to eat what I want. I don't care. I'll just be fat. Whatever. That's happened so many times on this journey so far. But I just keep coming back to this central thing. This central core thing that I'm doing this for a year. I've committed to myself, to you, to the people in my life, that I'm going to do it for a year. And looking down at those scales and seeing that yet again, this process is working. Absolutely stoked. Join me tomorrow for day 99.